Welcome back to the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Big week for our next guest, Zach Edey, the 7'3 center, 280 pounds from Toronto, Ontario. Zach signing with the Purdue Men's Basketball Program this week, and Zach joins us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Zach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, we are doing great. First off, congratulations on signing with Purdue Men's Basketball. Just describe that moment for yourself and your family.
It was special for sure. It was a moment I knew it was coming because I obviously committed before, but signing that paper was definitely a special thing. Not many people get to do it, so.
Was it like a big celebration day for you and your family, or kind of just low-key and sign the paperwork?
You can't really celebrate because we had school, like, an hour after, so that kind of put a dampener on the mood, but for sure, me and my mom went over for some good food after, so that was nice.
What'd you have?
We had sushi, my favorite food, best food in the world.
Nice. Well, that sounds good. Well, I know this all kind of came together quickly here for you. As I'm looking at the notes, you had committed to Purdue on November 9th, so like less than a week. So describe to our listeners how this all came together for you.
Purdue has always been a school that I had wanted to go to. It was a school that always has a great reputation with the big people. So once they started contacting me, I immediately felt like very interested. So they offered me. I went on a visit like basically the next weekend. That was great. The people there are fantastic. Just seemed like a great environment. Like my gut said it was the right place to go. So decided to sign early and go and just get it over with, kind of thing, you know, get focused on the upcoming basketball season and get focused on my schoolwork.
Yeah, what factors went into you and your decision to reclassify? Because you were originally class of 2021, now you're class of 2020.
It was mainly just like I kind of had the offers I want. Like I had some high major offers, so I figured like there's not really much point of staying around. Like I didn't feel like I could learn that much more for another year of high school. I feel like going to college would definitely be it would definitely accelerate my growth as a player, but more than if I went to high school. So just felt like there was another year of high school would be unnecessary.
Purdue Men's Basketball signee Zach Edey joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And what was it like developing that relationship with Coach Painter and his staff and the current players?
It was great. They're great people. Like Coach Painter is a great guy, funny. The players there, I met Matt Harms a lot. He was there around a lot. He's a good guy for sure. All the players, we went out bowling, and like the entire team came, which was kind of crazy because most of my visits, it was like one, two, maybe three other people there. Whereas when I went out there, it was like the entire team. So definitely felt like a family environment, felt like a good place.
What's it like being around Coach Painter as compared to other coaches? What do you notice different about him?
He does things a little differently. Like, he's the only one that, like, he didn't promise me anything, which was kind of interesting. He said I have to work for all my minutes, work for everything. So all the other programs kind of said, you come in here, you do X, Y, Z, you have X, Y amount of playing time. Whereas he kind of said, you got to fight for everything. So I kind of like that.
Kind of bit of a motivator right off the bat, huh?
But for sure. You got to come in from day one and just work. So that's what I'm all about.
Describe your game for us for those that have not seen you play. What are some of your strengths?
My strengths lie mainly in the post. I'm pretty skilled with my back to the basket. I can face up a little bit, knock down my free throws. I'm working on expanding my range a little bit. I'm just a dominant force in the paint, really.
Purdue Men's Basketball signee Zach Edey with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And what do you hope to accomplish at IMG Academy? How can they help you be a better person and a better player?
It's just like really the environment. It's like it's a college environment here, so there won't be any of that the first year kind of jitters, the first year kind of growth. I feel like I can go in. I know the space. I kind of know the space already, so just immediately go and just play and work right off the start without none of that homesickness or nothing.
And I would think, too, that will help you then when you get on campus at Purdue. What was it like when you were on campus at Purdue? You mentioned all the fun with Coach Painter and the players, but how about just from the academic standpoint and being around on campus?
It's for sure. It's known for its academics. It's a great place to go to get a degree. They have kind of what I'm looking to study for, which is sports marketing, sports literature. So that was definitely important.
Are there players at the next level that you try to kind of evolve your game around, to kind of think about what you might be able to do, not only in college but at the next level? Some guys that impress you that you try to watch them and watch some of their moves?
Joel Embiid, for sure. He's the best center around right now, so there's nobody better to model your game around. He can do everything. You can play inside, you can play outside, you can block shots. He's just a presence, so that's definitely someone who I look up to as a role model.
What's a day like for you at the IMG Academy? What do you do on a daily basis? I'm not familiar with going to school at an academy, so what's it all about? What's it like?
So the daily routine is I wake up around 6:30, go get breakfast at the cafeteria, get to the gym around 7:30 for like early treatment and stuff before we start. Weights start at 8 o'clock, they go to 10. We have about 10 minutes after weights to just get ready, put our shoes on, get on the court. We go on the court from 10 to 12. Then we got an hour break for lunch from 12 to 1:15. So go back, you take a shower, get some food in you, relax a little bit, get ready for school. Then we go for school 1:15 to 5:45. And then 5:45, you get dinner, get your homework done, get in the gym, put some extra shots up, and then just relax, go to sleep, do it all again the next day.
Man, that's a busy day.
It is. It's eight to six, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like that discipline and that day-to-day of knowing what you're going to be doing each day?
For sure. It makes the days go by really fast. Like, every day is the same, so it makes everything just keeps going and going. So it feels like I've only been here down here a month, but it's already been like about, it's almost halfway through the year so already.
Zach Edey with us, the 7'3 center, the new Purdue men's basketball signee, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. What do you want to work on at the IMG Academy? What are some weaknesses you're trying to improve?
Just my my defensive discipline, kind of my overall game, because I've only been playing for a year and a half, so I'm definitely in a good spot for how long I've been playing, but I'm just trying to keep going, keep the upwards trend going. So,
what was the decision like a year and a half ago to say, hey, I want to play basketball now?
It was crazy. Like, it was just, it was different. I was always playing baseball and hockey up until then. So it was like, I never really wanted to play basketball. Like, I always kind of, I didn't enjoy basketball. Like, I felt like playing basketball would be pigeonholing myself, because every tall person plays basketball. So I just wanted to be different. So I played baseball, hockey, basically for all my childhood until halfway through my grade 10 year. I didn't even touch a basketball. So getting into basketball, it was like, how I got into it was my friend's dad took over like a basketball team, like a local team, nothing really serious.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend was like, he was getting on me, like, you got to play, because I was 6'10 at the time. So 6'10 at grade 10, he was like, yeah, you got to play this. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'll play. So I kind of picked it up more as a cross training sport, really. Just kind of, so I figured basketball, the athleticism that you get, everything would just help greatly for baseball, funny enough. So I was a pitcher at the time. Felt like it would really accelerate my pitching. And, I don't know, it's just like, I just decided it was the right time. So I had to learn like, the entire game from scratch. Had to learn what a pick and roll was. Had to learn free throw was. Had to learn what a hook shot was. Everything. Everything was brand new a year and a half ago. So I feel like I've come a long way. I've definitely come a long way since then.
So did you in the game, like, you embraced it immediately, or you weren't quite sure when you started, or what was those initial feelings like when you first got on the basketball floor?
I loved it immediately. Looking back on it, the first practice, it was bad. Our team was like, we were kind of messing up, so we did a lot of suicides. But even though we did suicides, I loved it. Like, I came home, I was I was happy as anything. So just wanted to go back, wanted to do it again. So that was definitely something I picked up right off the start and loved.
What was that feeling like to dunk the basketball for the first time?
It was crazy. When I first started, I was not athletic. I've definitely improved my athleticism. So it was, when I first started, it was tough to dunk the ball. Now it's fairly easy, but back then it was a crazy feeling. I felt like I was on top of the world whenever I dunked it. So that was crazy.
And then how crazy was it to like get on the floor and play a little bit, and then all of a sudden schools are really interested in you, and these schools are wanting you to play at a major college level?
That was weird. I felt like I didn't really know anything about the space. I played my first AAU session because I got into AAU. It was a weird story. So I was at like a local kind of high school tournament. It wasn't anything big. And my coach, the head coach at Northern Kings, his nephew saw me and he was like, "Who is this guy?" Like, and he came up to me. He asked, like, "Can you give me your number?" My coach is like, my dad or my uncle, he's a big time coach in Toronto. Like, you need to work with him. So I gave him my number. His name's Vi. Vi texted me a few days later. He's like, "Hey, what's up? Just with Northern Kings. Our tryouts are X, our dates X, Y, or Z." And I went to the tryouts. It was the craziest basketball I've ever seen in my life, because up till then I hadn't played anything serious. So seeing people like do all the things that they were doing, it was eye opening. So I immediately wanted to play for that team. Played that summer. After that summer, I had offers from Western Kentucky and Tulane. Came down to IMG after the summer. Worked since then.
Zach Edey with us, the 7'3 center, Purdue men's basketball signee, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. How much of a relief is it now to know that your future is set? You're going to be a Boilermaker starting next year.
It's a big relief for sure. It's a place I've always had my eye on, so being able to say I'm a Boilermaker is definitely a cool thing. Definitely special.
Well, before we let you go here, I gotta imagine you were very intimidating at 6'10 on the pitcher's mound. Is that accurate? What was it like being 6'10 and playing baseball?
It was, I don't know, I didn't really think of it like that, but I was even taller on the mound because the mounds are raised, right?
Yeah.
So I was probably touching like 7-something, probably around 7.5, because those mounds are pretty raised. So I basically was just throwing the ball down, seeing if they could hit it. But it would have been definitely intimidating, because I had a good fastball, a good curveball. I don't know if I would want to go up against myself.
How fast can you throw? How fast was your fastball clocked at?
I was a starter, so I would sit around 80 miles an hour.
Okay.
In grade 10.
Okay. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And then were you 6'10 and playing hockey too? How crazy was that? I can't imagine you being this tall and playing hockey.
I don't know. I was even taller because skates they raise you a few inches. So definitely touching 6 foot when I quit, or 7 foot when I quit hockey. I was a defenseman, so last line, people didn't like it when I was on the ice.
because of your size, because of your speed, your athleticism, your physicalness, what was it?
It was definitely like my size. I was at decent speed, but I think of myself like a locomotive. Like, once I get going, I can go fast, but it takes me a little bit to get that top speed.
Well, Zach, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you. I appreciate it, and once again, congratulations on signing with Purdue men's basketball.
Thank you.